Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting. My eye has seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. I went to the noble of it. My eyes have seen the glory of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. The world today is nearing the day of judgment. The Israel Prime Minister is back in office celebrating a tremendous victory. Putin, the Russian president, has surfaced again. This world failed to know that they are dealing with the modern days Hitler, a modern day Nazi. When the fire got so hot, he goes in the hide. When things cool off, they begin to worry about him. He suffers. This is a game. He is a modern day Nazi. Love it. My take on that. You try walls. You try walls. Why not try peace? All the wars, the many lies who are buried on the innumerous cemetery around the world is because men fail to come together on agreement. This world belongs to the Lord, not man. Man is here warring for the peace of this world, and it's not belongs to them. It belongs to the Lord. Beloved, my eyes have seen the glory of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. Today, my friends, there is no peace, because you exclude the Prince of Peace. The world today is clamoring for peace, but the Prince of Peace they fail to seek. And until you come to the realization that you need the Prince of Peace, you will not obtain any peace. Dear beloved, mine eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. Yes, I've heard the voice of the Lord. My mouth has spoken the word of the Lord. Today, if I could motivate you, if I could inspire you, if I could encourage you to seek the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near. He said, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous remove from his path, and return to the Lord. Beloved, all the disasters are yet in place. Birds are falling, fish are floating, crabs are in the ponds, turtle doves are falling. Nations rise up against nation. Disasters, pestilence, famine, all these a sign that is coming is at hand. Earthquake, diverse places, record snow, murders seem as though everyone is raping. If you want a house, you go and kill someone and get it. You wonder why you want to kill someone and get it. You want money. Our beloved, these are the days, these are the days that the Bible spoke about. This is a universal call to repentance today. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Our beloved, if you ever have the notion to change your ways, if you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Today, beloved, is your day. Today is your day, beloved, to call upon the name of the Lord. Today is your day, beloved, to seek the Lord. Today is your day, beloved, say, Lord, have mercy. The blind, the deaf, the dumb, the sick, the lame, the hungry, the thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. They all call upon the name of the Lord and receive imminent results. Our beloved, you too. If you call, you can receive imminent results. I have the Holy Spirit power. My decision has been made. I am his disciple, a disciple of Jesus. I want to look up, look back, slow down, go back away, or be still, because my eyes have seen his glory, and his truth is marching on. Our beloved, my past have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My eyes are fixed on the prize. My future secure, I'm finished with this worldly thinking. I need no, I not need prosperity, I do not need prosperity, position, promotion, or popularity. I do not have to be at the top of the pyramid to be seen, or the top of the mountain, the hill, to be praised. I walk by faith, live by faith, run my race with patience and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is set, my gait is fast. My goal is heaven, my road is narrow, and my ways is rough, my companion are few. My goal is reliable, my goal, guide is reliable, and my mission is clear. It cannot be bought. Our beloved, the preachers today, gifts, party, eating, drinking. Our beloved, I cannot be bought, compromised at toil, lower way, turn back, deluded or delay. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy, ponder at the pool of paper light, nor mendate in the maze of mediocre. I won't shut up. I won't give up until I have stayed up, stowed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Jesus Christ. I'm his disciple, the disciple of Jesus. I must tell it until he comes. And when he comes for me, I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. And he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart. Our beloved, today, to whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Our beloved, you're fighting everywhere. There are wars everywhere. You're fighting the bedroom, living room, the dining room, the kitchen room, the washroom, the utility room. There is fighting everywhere, beloved. The heart of man cease to consider what thus said the Lord. Our beloved, everyone, everywhere, amen, wanted to come. Have control over someone. Beloved, today I thank the Lord for he one day I call upon his name and he heard my cry out of the lowest pit, heard my cry. And he delivered my soul. And he set me free. Today we have a scripture lesson today. Still we are dealing on how the people is trying to kill a man who has received the call of God to preach the gospel. Our beloved, it's no different these days, just like it was in the days of old, when a man commissioned to spread this gospel. The world turn their back on them. The world decides he should die. Beloved, I will tell you, beloved, but beloved, I'm pressing on the upward way. Regardless, I'm pressing on for the higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus, O Lord. I will read for you today a scripture lesson, the Acts of the Apostles, the 23rd chapter, from the 17th to the big ending. Then Paul called one of the sentry unto him and said, "Bring this young man unto the chief captain." And he had a certain thing to tell him. So he took him and brought him in to the chief captain and said, "Paul, the prisoner, called me unto him and prayed me to bring this young man unto thee, who has something to say unto thee." Then the chief captain took him by the hand and went with him aside privately and said, "Asked him, what is that thou hast to tell me?" And he said, "The Jew have agreed to desire thee that thou wilt bring down Paul tomorrow unto the council, and though they will inquire something, as though they will inquire something, somewhat of him more perfectly. But do not thou yield unto them, for there lie in wait for him, of them more than 40 men who have bound themselves with an oath, and they will neither eat nor drink till they have killed him. And now are they really looking for a promise from thee?" So the chief captain then let the young man depart and charge him, "See thou tell no man that thou hast shown these things to me." And he asked unto him two sentries, saying, "Make ready 200 soldiers to go to Sisera, and horses 70, and 10, and spearmen 200, and the third hour of the night, and provide them peace that they may set Paul on and bring him safely unto Felix the governor." And he wrote a letter after his this manner, clad it unto the most excellent governor Felix, "Senate greeting. This man was taken off the Jew and should have been killed of them. But came I with an army and rescued him, having understand that he was a Roman." And when I would have known the cause wherefore they accused him, I brought him forth unto their council. When I have perceived to be accused of questioning of this law, of their law, but to have nothing laid on his charge worthy of death or of bound. And when it was told me how that the Jew lay wait for the man. I send straightway to thee and give command to his accuser also to say before thee what they had against him. Farewell. Then the soldier, as it was commanded, them took Paul and brought him by night to thee. On the morrow, they left the horses to go with him and return to the castle. Who, when they came to Caesarea and delivered the epistle to the governor, present Paul also before him. And when the governor had read the letter, he asked what providence he was. And when he understood that he was a Cilicia, I will hear thee, said he. When thine accuser, also come. And he commanded him to be kept in Herod's judgment hall. Our beloved, here goes a man. This man received a word. Who received commission and sin with the word of God. And they conspire. They agree. They conspire privately to kill him because for the word of God. Beloved, today is no different. There are conspiracies all around today. Those who wanted to destroy the messenger of God. The aim and the object is to destroy the messenger of God. My friend, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The only answer today for the world, for your crisis, whether it's in your home, whether it's in your church, whether it's in your school, or on your daily occupation, the Lord said, you stand all day long with outstretched hands saying, whosoever will, let him come. Say, come one, come all. Drink up. Taste and see that the Lord is good. My friends, take my word, taste and see that the Lord is good. Our beloved, one day he picked me up. Our beloved, picked me up. He turned me around. And he set my feet on a solid rock. And today I yet rejoiced in my soul, knowing I yet pays a ransom for my sin. The whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But you call him today. Today is your day that you call upon the Lord. And he will save you. Yeah, he will set you free. Whatever shackles that you are bound with, he will set you free. Ah, beloved, he will set you free. For I show you today, this is Dr. Cox, Master of Time, who sends the word today. You may call me at 305-836-9545, or you may write 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33147, or if you're in the city of Miami, you can visit us at 1351 Northwest 67th Street. We're at the Tabernacle, the right Bishop Walter Harris, written as a pastor. And you can hear the testimony of those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And they're singing the song that the angel can't sing. I have been redeemed. And you too, beloved, today, you too can sing the song. But you must ask God. Say, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, you will save your soul. Before I leave today, I want to tell you, but the train is a heaven-bound train. That's bound for heaven. Where the gates are pearl and the streets of gold. Still water running down the throne of God. And my Lord, the angel with the cherubim is hide his face with their wing. And the angel saying, holy, 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 my Lord. Beloved, the streets of gold, and the silver water running down, and the God, luscious garden, and the tree of life in the background, waiting on you to welcome you. Beloved, but there's another train who's riding. And his conductor is the devil himself. And he's bound for hell. And he laughed at you. He laughed at those who are on the train. He said, ha, 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 ha. I will land you safe in the lake because you had paid your fare. You have murdered, you have stealed, you have corrupted, you have cheated, you have plundered, you have stealed from the widow, you stole from the orphan, you stole from the fatherless, the motherless. And you had paid your fare on this train, and I'll land you safe in the lake of fire, where the worm die not, and the fire not quenched. I will love it. Don't you? See, I said before you today, an open door, chose ye this day. A blessing or a cursing. Chose ye this day a blessing or a curse. Chose a blessing and ask God to save you. but not a curse that you are doomed for the lake of fire, where the worm die not, and the fire not consumed. I will love it. Remember, that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. They will escape a burning hell. They will escape where the worm die not, and the fire not quench.